1017 The Hammer, 1017thehammer.com. Talking a bunch of Boilermaker basketball today as Purdue gets set for the rematch with Penn State coming up on Saturday at Mackey Arena. With more on the Nittany Lions, we bring in Ben Jones, sports editor for statecollege.com, to the show on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. You know, when we need to talk Nittany Lions, we know who to call. It's Ben Jones. Ben, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thanks for joining us. Much has changed since we talked with you a few weeks ago. What's morale like now around the program, having won two out of the last three?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely, you know, no one will ever accuse Pat Chambers of not running a positive program, but there's no doubt that, you know, you're able to win a couple games, you feel a little bit better about yourself. I think there's just some, you know, people are a little more relaxed because you've seen this Penn State team be in every single game just about that it's played. It just hasn't figured out how to close out. It closed out a few games. You know, obviously it has the win against Michigan. So I think it really just sort of confirmed what everyone has seen, which is this team's better than it gets credit for. It's better than its record, but certainly, you know, your record is your record, and I think they're happy to see some wins on that column.
How impactful was that win over Michigan earlier in the week with just fan support and just what the program's been through and just the atmosphere, just all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both ways. I think there are a lot of people that go, you know, we knew that this team had it in them. It just was a matter of time. And then there's some of those people that have been frustrated with Pat Chambers that go, man, these are the sorts of wins that keep the guy around. But I think, it, you know, it's generally all been positive, and it's been good for the program. But I think at the same time they know, you know, going to Mackey, playing against Purdue, you have to have a short memory in this conference because your wins don't last long, and if you're not careful, your losses will pile up. So I think it's definitely been a positive for everyone. You know, I think every player and every coach and every fan likes seeing the ball go through the hoop. But at the same time, it's sort of back to business already.
How bizarre was it to see Coach Beilein get tossed in that game?
Yeah, it was really weird. I happened to be looking at him when that whole thing happened. And, you know, certainly, you know, I could see why he earned the first tech. And I'm, you know, the ref that was calling that game, I was sort of known for having a shorter fuse for those things. But it's John Beilein. Whatever you think about Michigan, whatever you think about anything like that, you know, he's certainly one of the guys on the bottom of the list of animated and angry coaches in the Big Ten. So it was very weird. I think, you know, Michigan's a good program for a reason. I don't think that was why they lost. But certainly anytime you take a coach like John Beilein off the sideline, you know, it's going to help out an opponent. But, yeah, it was a weird thing to see because it certainly wasn't on anyone's list of what they expected, that's for sure.
Chatting with Ben Jones, sports editor, statecollege.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
Ben, give us your breakdown of the first time these two teams met.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it was again, it was a little bit like this Michigan game. I think, you know, people knew that they could compete with a team like Purdue. You know, I don't know if you told me that Carson Edwards was going to score almost 40 points at Penn State, could be in a position to win it. And I think, you know, objectively, if you look at, you know, that late game situation with Lamar Stevens, he's fouled, and whether they call it or not is, you know, a secondary issue. And, you know, they pretty much said after the fact that, you know, you can't let calls in either direction dictate whether or not you win a game. But, you know, I mean, I think it showed what we've seen all along, which is that when Lamar Stevens is playing well, when he gets some help from these freshmen, and outside of Edwards, who I thought, even though he scored all those points, they defended him well. He's just doing Carson Edwards things from 35 feet out, 30 feet out. It feels like you hit some shots from the logo. And, you know, Penn State was in a position to win that game. It'll be a lot different on the road. There's no doubt about that. But I think, you know, you talk about the confidence that Penn State got from winning. I think there was a lot of confidence built from that Purdue game as well, because at the end of the day, you know, Purdue is one of the best teams in the country, and Penn State was right there and probably has a pretty good argument to say they should have won it, or it would at least have been in a different position in those last few seconds.
Has there been any talk there of looking at that Maryland game and seeing, you know, what they had success on? I mean, because I really believe that you guys have, you know, a similar type team like Maryland, you know, with some players that can control the board, some big guys in there. Obviously, you talk about Mike Watkins and a great scorer like Lamar Stevens. Is there some stuff you can take away from that game that try to, you know, put into implementation tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we talked to Pat Chambers yesterday. He mentioned that he was watching that Maryland film. But I think for this Penn State team, really the biggest thing is, you know, are they able to avoid, you know, shooting themselves in the foot with turnovers, and can they make open shots? I think Penn State, like you said, is equipped to be in all of these games, equipped to win some of these games. But a lot of the reasons that they haven't have just been sort of self-inflicted, along with a few instances of bad luck. So I think all of those things, you definitely, if you're Penn State, you look at a team like Maryland, you look at the success they've had, those things make a difference. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it comes down to, you know, can they get out of their own way? Because when they do that and make shots, they are at least competitively as competitive as any team in the conference.
Talking with Ben Jones, sports editor, statecollege.com on the Wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotlines. We get set for Saturday's game as Penn State comes to town for a 4 o'clock tip over at Mackey. And Ben, I noticed your story here recently about Josh Reeves and not only his kind of durability as a Penn State player, but also what he's been able to do on the defensive end. Describe his actions defensively, because I know he's been very good at taking the ball away this season.
Yeah, no, Josh Reeves is 20 steals shy of setting Penn State's career steals record. He's a guy that, he lives life on the edge, I would say, in terms of, you know, his aggressiveness on the defensive end can sometimes get him in foul trouble. But I think, you know, his athleticism, his quick hands, and he's been around forever. I think when you've got a guy like Josh Reeves that is as athletic as he is and is as prideful in his defensive abilities as anything else, you get yourself a pretty good player, because I think, you know, Lamar Stevens and Josh Reeves are kind of a good example of, you know, you give Penn State, you know, four or five more wins that they maybe should have had, and you're looking at a team in the middle of the conference, and people look at Josh Reeves and Lamar Stevens a little bit differently, because I think Lamar Stevens has been really one of the best defenders in the Big Ten over the past few years, and he's really not lost his stuff. He's gotten in foul trouble a little bit more this year than he has in the past, but he's already got 16 games this year where he's had multiple steals. So he's got to keep up a pretty good pace, just over 2.5 steals a game to hit that record. But he's a guy that, you know, can swing some pretty critical possessions at any given moment. Even if he's not a flashy scorer, he's going to pave the way for some turnovers and possessions running the other way.
Yeah, and I noticed Penn State has almost 30 more steals than Purdue does to this point in the season. Is that something that Coach Chambers emphasizes a lot defensively, is to get into the passing lanes?
Yeah, and I think really, you know, Penn State's a much more athletic team than it had been in the past, but really the bread and butter of Pat Chambers', you know, career and tenure at Penn State has been this sort of attitude and tenacity on defense, because they've not always been a program that can outscore you, so the only other way you win is by playing pretty good defense. So they've always prided themselves in that, and I think you add in that sort of attitude, and then you put in guys that are athletic and have got long arms and get them, you know, up into the passing lanes, you get exactly what you've had this year and the years prior, which is a team that's able to force a lot of turnovers, and it's kept them in a lot of games, because frankly, and people know this that have watched them, they're not always the greatest team offensively, but they are super athletic, so you can get a 3-on-2 fast break. Doesn't matter what your record is or how well you shoot the three, just about anybody can hit a layup. So that's really, you know, it's been a way to spark their offense when the shots are not falling in the conventional ways.
Ben, that first matchup, you know, we see it game in, game out, where teams need to match us three-point-wise and typically have their best three-pointing shooting night of the season. And a guy that I was happy to see get kind of in quick foul trouble for you guys was Miles Dredd. Ended up finishing the game with 4 three-pointers, 4 of 9. You know, he's 6 in the Big Ten. Talk to us about the problem that he can present for Purdue.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it, anybody that watched the Michigan game, he was a huge part of why Penn State was able to win that. He was 5 of 8 from behind the arc. When he starts hot, he usually stays hot. Purdue fans probably remember Shep Gardner from the past few years for Penn State. He's a guy that he could be streaky, but Shep was a guy that was either really hot or really cold. Miles is a guy that can kind of shoot himself out of a slump in the middle of a game. He starts hitting them, and he'll catch fire quick. He's got a really quick release, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. I think the thing that's helped Penn State, even if they've only got 2 wins still, is that both him and Rajir Bolton sort of hit their freshman wall, and they've been able to come out the other side. Penn State's a very different team when Miles Dredd's hitting the three. He gives Lamar Stevens a lot more space, and he's been very good about finding guys, because Stevens commands a double team pretty much every time he touches the ball within 15 feet of the basket. So when you've got a guy like Miles that's hitting those shots and doing it consistently, it really brings a different dynamic to the team. And you're right, you know, when you play a team like Purdue, especially when you play a team like Purdue that's got shooters that are afraid to shoot it from, you know, well outside that three-point arc and do it accurately, you've got to be able to match them there, because Penn State doesn't want to get into a shootout. It doesn't want to fall behind early, and it certainly doesn't want to see you can hit more threes from 30 feet out, because that's a game that Penn State's going to lose.
So, Ben, we got about a minute left here. What do you expect out of the Nittany Lions on Saturday? What are some important keys for them?
Yeah, I mean, they just can't go into a hole early. We saw last year that they played Purdue competitively on the road. They've done it in the past. But, you know, there's a reason why Purdue, you know, if I've got all my numbers straight, hasn't lost at home this year. And that's because they're a difficult team to beat and a difficult arena to beat them in. So it's a matter of can they answer any punches that Purdue's inevitably going to throw? Can they avoid, you know, spotting a team a 17-point lead in the first half? Because I think, you know, they can make this game competitive if they're hanging around, but I think, you know, Purdue has one or two good punches at home from running away with this thing. But, you know, Penn State coming off a big win, they're confident, and certainly, as we all saw the first time around, you know, the record is not always an indication of how the game's going to go.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting matchup on Saturday, no doubt about that. Ben, thanks so much for the time and all the info. Have a great weekend.
Yep, you too, fellas. Thanks for having me.